Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending February 10th, 2023. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica sees significant decrease in criminal activity since beginning of 2023. According to Major General Anthony Anderson, Jamaica's police commissioner, there has been a decrease of 31% in all major crimes in the country since January 1, 2023. This includes a decline in the murder rate over the same period in 2022 of 34%. He also said that shootings have dropped by 26%, rapes by 44%, and break-ins by 7%. However, he acknowledged that gang conflicts continue to account for the majority of all murders committed during the surveyed period at 65%. To date, Jamaica has recorded 86 murders since the start of the year, compared to 137 for the corresponding period in 2022. Additionally, there were 71 shootings in 2023, compared with 94 shootings in 2022. Jamaica had a total of 1,498 murders in 2022, he said. 27% of the murders resulted from interpersonal conflicts, while 3% occurred during the commission of other criminal acts. Government of Jamaica urges citizens to use restorative justice to resolve conflicts in their communities. Because Jamaica faces a murder rate of over 1,000 murders per year, the government hopes that churches will become more involved in encouraging Jamaicans to utilize restorative justice, RJ, to resolve their conflicts and maintain the peace in their communities. Delroy Chuck, Minister of Justice, said the use of alternative dispute resolution strategies have been proven effective, but few cases are being referred to the restorative justice centres located throughout the island. He said there were hundreds of facilitators and millions of dollars available through the ministry to pay them, but they are not seeing a sufficient number of referrals. Therefore, the ministry plans to visit churches, schools, and communities to promote the use of restorative justice. Church members in particular will be trained in the practice as a preemptive method for preventing disputes among family members from escalating into violence. He plans to establish a two-day program in every church that will work to sensitize some 25 people in the practice of RJ. This week's Caribbean news. 49th anniversary of political independence marked in Grenada. Grenada celebrated 49 years of political independence from Britain on February 7th, 2022, with a traditional military parade. Grenada's Prime Minister, Dickon Mitchell, acknowledged that it has not been an easy journey for the country since gaining its independence in 1974, but he encouraged its citizens to continue their collaborations on the way forward. The anniversary was organized on the theme of the Journey to 50, reflecting on the past, planning for the future. And the Prime Minister assured Grenadians that his government is committed to the vision held by the nation's foreparents. He urged people to continue moving forward, despite the challenges they face as the descendants of enslaved people and the lasting effects of colonialism. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Reception in Beijing celebrates golden anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and Jamaica. A reception to honor the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Jamaica and China was hosted at the Jamaican Embassy in Beijing, China, with Antonia Hu, Jamaican Ambassador to China, in attendance. He noted that Jamaica was one of the first nations in the English-speaking Caribbean to establish a diplomatic relationship with China, and that Jamaica is proud to support the One China policy. Jamaica is also seeking new areas for cooperation between the two countries, including culture, health, human resources, and education. The country looks forward to having China further promote elements of its domestic modernization plans, the Belt and Road Initiative, and the Global Development Initiative, Hughes said. He also noted the establishment of landmark institutions like the Confucius Institute at the University of the West Indies in 2009, which serves to enhance the spread of China's language and history in Jamaica. This week's business news. Huge demand for new Jamaican football kit overwhelms Adidas website. When the new kit for Jamaica's national reggae boys and reggae girls teams was unveiled by the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, the Adidas sportswear brand and designer Grace Wales Bonner, the massive demand for the apparel by fans who sought to purchase it before it sold out crashed the Adidas website. While Wales Bonner was born in Britain, she is of Jamaican heritage and has always tried to ensure that all her designs are inspired by her cultural identity. The goal of the deal between Adidas and the JFF in designing the kit was to highlight the diversity of Jamaica's environment and its essence, while simultaneously celebrating the link between football and Jamaica's culture. The kit, which features JFF and Adidas logos, also honors Jamaica's Rastafarian roots and celebrates Jamaican sunshine in the gold color of the anthem jacket. The new kit will be worn by the senior reggae boys in March, while the reggae girls will first appear in the new outfits on February 16, 2023. Jamaican Cheryl Lee Ralph to sing at Super Bowl pregame show. Actor and singer Cheryl Lee Ralph, who won her first Emmy Award for her role in television's Abbott Elementary series, will be a featured performer at the pre-game show of the Super Bowl on February 12, 2023. She will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing, and while she's thrilled to have the opportunity to be a part of the event, she wishes that her late parents could share her accomplishments. Her father, a college professor, and her mother, a Jamaican fashion designer, always believed in her abilities, and they would have loved to see her perform on the Super Bowl stage. Other stars performing at the pregame show will be country singer Chris Stapleton and R&B musician Babyface. Rihanna will star in the halftime show. Now, this week's sports news. Jamaican Football Federation and Adidas introduce official team jerseys for national teams. Sports brand Adidas, in partnership with the Jamaican Football Federation, JFF, have revealed the first collection of official team jerseys for Jamaica's national reggae boys and reggae girls football teams. The collection is the first to be introduced under a four-year deal designed by the famous Wales Bonner fashion label. The apparel includes home and away kits, a pre-match jersey, and a reversible anthem jacket. All three entities are united in their ambition to celebrate the relationship between Jamaica's culture and football in the new collection that fuses the sport, the culture, and fashion. It offers a mix of classic Adidas looks and Wales Bonner elegance, and hopes to encourage participation of young players. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with B2G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.